Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go on the last day of February. 2 months down, 10 more to go. Well, this year's flying. On the news today, how was La La Land mistakenly announced as the best picture? DCW asks Delhi police to arrest Gurmeher's online assailants. Uber ousted its head of engineering over sexual harassment allegations. Apple is moving its headquarters. SpaceX said it will fly 2 space tourists around the moon in 2018. And Donald Trump is extremely silent on the shooting of an Indian techie in Kansas. First piece on the news today is how La La Land was mistakenly announced as the best picture when the prize actually went to The Cost of Moonlight. Actor Warren Beatty, one of the presenters for the Best Picture Award, was handed the envelope for Best Actress in a Leading Role. While beginning to read the winner's name, Beatty seemed uncertain and handed the card to Faye Dunaway, his co-presenter. Dunaway then read out the film title, written under Emma Stone's name, which was La La Land. It was extremely embarrassing, and that's how the night at Oscars ended, with a wrong announcement. While he was sleeping, DCW asked Delhi police to arrest Gurmeher's online assailants. Gurmeher Kaur, whose special media campaign against the ABVP went viral, is in the news. The Delhi Commission for Women on Monday wrote to the Delhi police seeking actions against the miscreants who harassed her. Swati Maliwal, the DCW chief, said that Kaur has sent us screenshots of how some boys are continuously threatening her with rape online, and hence they should be arrested. Next piece on the news today is Uber ousted its head of engineering over sexual harassment allegations. Amit Singhal, who left Google in 2016, failed to disclose to Uber that she was under internal investigation for an alleged encounter with a female co-worker. Uber CEO Travis Kalanick, whose company is under scrutiny over an allegedly sexist culture, reportedly asked for Singhal's resignation. At some point this year, Apple will move 14,000 employees into its brand new spaceship-shaped headquarters in Cupertino. A project that took 13,000 contractors and $5 billion to build is apparently held in the same high standards as any other Apple product. Next piece on the news today is SpaceX said it will fly 2 space tourists around the moon in 2018. CEO Elon Musk said 2 anonymous private individuals who will not fly the craft except in an emergency have placed a significant deposit with the company to fly to the moon. The mission would use SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft and Falcon Heavy rocket. Last piece on the news today is Devjot Ghoshal on Trump's infuriating silence over an Indian engineer's murder. Indian Americans are amongst the most successful and educated minority groups in the US today. If a well-educated, law-abiding, and legally employed immigrant can't work in the US without fearing for his life, who can? Is what Devjot Ghoshal pronounced on Twitter. By choosing not to openly condemn the attack in Kansas at a time when the US is deeply divided along racial lines, Trump risks giving the impression that he cares little for America's influential Indian immigrants or Indians in general. Well, that's all for the news today, guys, on the 28th of February, last for the month. You guys have a great day ahead, and I'll see you tomorrow same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with It Ain't Me by Kygo and Selena Gomez.